Barney Humphnagel was in fourth grade at Hieronymus Bosch Elementary School. One afternoon, his mother picked him up after school. Barney got in the car and said, "Boy, I cannot wait to get home." His mother pulled out from the circle onto the street and said, "Fine, honey, we're going home at first." "Oh, no, Mom, please. I just have to stop, Mom, and get a few things." "No." "At the supermarket." "Mom."
"What?"
"Mom, we go there every day."
"We do not. I just have to get some things for dinner."
"Mom."
"Don't be silly. It'll just take a minute."
"Mom, you have no idea what a minute is."
"Stop that," she said.
They drove down the street until they reached the supermarket. His mom parked in the supermarket parking lot. She said, "Do you want to go in and help me?"
Barney can never decide which would make his mother go faster, to go in and help her there in the supermarket or to stay in the car and make her nervous.
"I don't know," he said.
"Why don't you help me? Come on."
"All right."
They got out of the car and they walked across the supermarket parking lot. They got to the doors of the supermarket and they opened. Barney and his mom walked in. Barney walked over and picked up a handbasket.
"No, honey, I need the shopping cart." "No, Mom, don't get a cart."
"No, I need the cart."
"No, Mom, don't get a cart. We'll be here forever."
"Don't be ridiculous. This is just going to take a second."
"A second? Let's see. One. Oh, there's a second. Are we done?"
"Stop that," she said. They walked into the supermarket, down the aisles. Barney hated how his mother shopped. She would stop and look up at the shelves, and then she would take something down and look at it as if she'd never seen it before. And then she'd take down another thing that was almost exactly like the first. And look at that, too, as if she were waiting for one of them to say,
"Pick me."
"No, pick me."
"Pick me."
"Pick me."
"Pick me. Mom, just take one."
"Stop it," she said. They walked up and down the aisles of the supermarket, his mother filling up the cart, until they got almost to the very end, and she said, "Oh my gosh, I forgot lettuce. I've got to go back."
"No, Mom, please, not all the way back to the beginning. It's like starting a game all over."
"Stop that," she said. They went all the way back to the beginning of the supermarket. Finally, they got to the checkout line. It was a mile long.
"Mom," Barney said, "I'm going to be the only boy in the history of the United States of America that starved to death in a supermarket."
"That does it. I've had it," she said. "If you're going to be like this, just go stand outside the door right there and you wait for me."
"Fine," Barney said.
Barney walked out of the supermarket and he stood there and waited and waited. And finally the doors opened. He saw this cart come out. At first, he thought it was his mother's cart. It was filled with groceries. But he couldn't believe who was pushing it. It was this little old lady, so short. And even though it was a warm day, she was wearing this long red winter coat that reached all the way down to her shoes. She was pushing that cart, and when she got to the end of the sidewalk, she stopped to see if there was any traffic. But then, she couldn't get the cart going again. She pushed and pushed, and Barney's heart went out to her. "I'm going to help her," he thought. He walked over to where she was and said, "Can I help you?"
"Oh, are you sure you have time?"
"Yeah, my mom said it'll just be a minute. I got about 10 or 15 minutes more."
"Oh, fine.
Let me push the cart for you."
"Oh, I have that little blue car over there."
And she pointed to the far end of the parking lot. "Fine," said Barney. "Let me push the cart." And he started to push the cart across the parking lot.
"Wait for me," she said.
Barney slowed down. They walked all the way across the parking lot until they got to her car. And then that little old woman reached into her pocketbook, a pocketbook she'd been dragging along the ground. It was so big. She reached in and pulled out a key. She opened the front door, and then Barney opened the back door and put all the groceries in the back. "There," he said.
"Oh, thank you so much."
"You're welcome.
Now, you are such a big help. Would you like a nickel?"
Barney said, "No, I don't want it."
"Are you sure?"
"No, I don't want a nickel."
"Are you sure?"
"No, it's fine."
"Oh, wait," she said. "I have something else."
She leaned into the car, and there on the driver's seat, Barney saw a brown, wrinkled bag, just as wrinkled as she was.
"I have a treat in here."
She reached into the bag, and she pulled out a piece of candy, a piece of candy wrapped up in a red wrapping paper, twisted at each end.
"There. Take this little piece of candy."
"No," Barney said.
"No, take the candy. Put it in your pocket for later."
"No,
please take it. You can have it as a treat."
Barney said, "All right." He took the candy, put it in his pocket, and forgot all about it. Goodbye.
Thank you.
He walked across the parking lot into the supermarket. His mother was still in line. But finally, she finished. They put the groceries in the car, and they drove home. Barney went to bed that night and got up the next morning. He was late getting ready for school, so without thinking, he just put on the same pair of pants he'd been wearing the day before. Barney's mother dropped him off at school, and there were two of his friends, Lenny and Derek. The school doors were still closed. School wasn't open yet. The teachers were inside, and the kids were outside waiting to be let in. Barney started to talk to Derek and Lenny, and as he did, he reached into his pants pocket. "What's that?" he said. He pulled out the piece of candy. "Oh, I forgot about this." "What's that?" said Lenny. "Oh, it's this piece of candy this lady gave me yesterday because I helped her." "Cool," said Lenny. "Can I have it?"
"Sure."
He put it in Lenny's hand. Lenny looked at it and said, I never seen a piece of candy like this before."
"It's just a piece of candy," said Barney.
Lenny unwrapped it. "I never smelled a piece of candy like this before." He put it in his mouth.
"Oh, my gosh. This is the best candy in the whole world."
"Really?" said Barney. His friend Derek said, "You got any more?"
Barney said, "No, she just gave me one piece."
But he put his hand in his pocket. "What's that?" he said. He pulled out another piece of candy, exactly like the first.
"That's weird. She must have given me two pieces." "Can I have it?" Derek asked.
"Sure," said Barney. He put it in Derek's hand. Derek said, "I've never seen a piece of candy like this before." He opened it up. "I never smelled a piece of candy like this before." He put it in his mouth.
"Oh my gosh, this is the best candy in the whole world,"
Barney thought. Weird. Just then, the doors of the school opened. All the kids poured into the school, running, walking, skipping down the hallway, headed towards their classes. Barney was headed to Ms. Simmons' class. That was his teacher. Two things you need to know about Ms. Simmons. First, she was a neat freak. Everything has a place and everything in its place. It's hard to learn if things aren't neat. Make sure we stay neat. The second thing was, she loved reading. Read, 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 read. That's all she wanted to talk about. How important reading was. Everybody had to read every day until you thought she might be crazy. Barney got into class and there was spelling work on the board. School hadn't started yet and they were already working. Barney was copying some spelling words when he made a mistake. He looked in his desk for an eraser but couldn't find one. He thought, maybe I've got one in my pocket. He reached in his pocket. "What's that?" he said. He pulled out another piece of candy, exactly like the first and second. Weird. He put it in his desk, and then he reached in his pocket again. There was another piece. He put that in his desk. He reached in his pocket again. There was another piece. He put that in the desk, and then another, and another, and another, and another, and another, and another. There was always a piece of candy in his pocket. This is amazing, Barney thought. He kept stuffing candy in his desk until he had about 250 pieces of candy in his desk. Unbelievable, Barney thought. And just then, Ms. Simmons said, "Class, class, eyes to the front, eyes on me. It's time for lessons. We're about to begin reading. You know how important reading is. But I must tell you, I was walking around class yesterday after everyone had left, and I noticed that some of you have very messy desks. I don't know how you get anything done with those messy desks. So before we do anything else, we are going to clean our desks. I want you to clean them out now. I do not want anything in your desk that does not belong in school." And Barney thinks,
"Uh-oh, I got 250 pieces of candy in my desk."
"I'll be coming around to help," Ms. Simmons said.
"Oh, no," Barney thought.
And Ms. Simmons started to walk up and down the aisles of the class. Everyone was pulling things out of their desk, but not Barney. He just sat there at his desk with his hands folded. Finally, Ms. Simmons reached his desk. "Barney?"
Yeah, Ms. Simmons.
"Your desk?"
Yeah, right here.
"Yeah, we're cleaning them out now."
"Oh, yeah, cleaning out the desk."
"Could you clean yours out now?"
"Huh?"
"I want you to clean out your desk."
Well, actually, Miss Simmons, my desk is pretty neat.
Barney, it was your desk.
My desk?
Your desk was a messy one. I want you to clean it out now.
Miss Simmons, I think I should do it later.
I think you should do it now.
No.
Do you want some help?
No.
Let me help.
No.
But before he could stop her, she had leaned over and looked in his desk. Barney Humphnagel, what is all this candy doing in your desk?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I don't know.
You put it in there?
Yeah.
You brought all that candy into school?
No.
I don't understand it.
Neither do I.
Barney,
he said, I'm sorry, Ms. Simmons. I can't explain it. I had a piece of candy in my desk, and then there was another one and another one, and I kept putting it in my desk. There's always a piece of candy in my pocket.
You have a piece of candy in your pocket now?
Yeah, probably just one piece.
May I have it?
All right, but there's just always going to be another piece of candy.
He reached in his pocket, took out the piece of candy, and put it in Ms. Simmons' hands. Barney, you know the rules about candy in school. I've never seen a piece of candy like this before, Barney thinks.
Uh-oh.
She opens it up. I've never smelled a piece of candy like this before, Barney thinks.
Uh-oh.
She puts it in her mouth.
Oh, my gosh! This is the best candy in the whole world!
Attention, class. Eyes on me. Everyone line up for candy from Barney.
Miss Simmons, he says, what about reading?
Who cares about reading, Barney? We've got candy.
Yeah, but line up.
The kids line up, because when your teacher tells you to line up for candy, you'd better do it. Give them the candy, Barney. Give them the candy. Barney reaches in his pocket and begins to hand out candy to one kid after another. Each kid looks at the candy and says, never seen a piece of candy like this before. Never smelled a piece of candy like this before.
Oh my gosh, this is the best candy in the whole world.
They finish. Barney says, all done. Ms. Simmons says,
no, we're not. Time for seconds.
Barney thinks,
oh no.
They are making so much noise, the teacher next door, Mr. Dinkmeyer, sticks his head in the classroom. Ms. Simmons, what's going on in here?
Get over here, Dinkmeyer. I got something I want to show you.
What? Are you sure you're all right?
Never been better, Dinkmeyer. Come over here.
Mr. Dinkmeyer walks over. Give him a piece of candy, Barney.
Ms. Simmons, give him the candy, Barney.
He takes a piece of candy, puts it in Mr. Dinkmeyer's hands. I've never seen you like this, Ms. Simmons. Never seen a piece of candy like this before. Opens it up. I never smelled a piece of candy like this before. Puts it in his mouth.
Oh my gosh, this is the best candy in the whole world. Let me get my class.
Barney says, oh no. But he did. His class came in and then the other fourth grade class. Soon the entire fourth grade was lined up getting candy from Barney Humphnagel.
Never seen a piece of candy like this before. Never smelled a piece of candy like this before. Oh my gosh, this is the best candy in the whole world.
The word gets down to the office that Barney Humphnagel is handing out candy to the entire fourth grade.
Will Barney Humphnagel please report to the office to see Mr. Dibble?
Not Mr. Dibble. Mr. Dibble, the principal, he'd spoken to Mr. Dibble before, but it was always the same. As far as he knew, Mr. Dibble could only say a certain number of things. Barney would walk down the hall, and Mr. Dibble would say,
good morning, Barney.
He'd say, hi, Mr. Dibble.
How are you today?
I'm fine.
Work hard, Barney.
Okay, Mr. Dibble. That was all he ever heard from Mr. Dibble. He had never been to the office.
He walked down the hallway and reached the office. The secretary said, Mr. Dibble is in his office. You better go see him. He's very upset.
Barney walked in. There was Mr. Dibble sitting behind his huge desk.
Hello, Barney.
Hi, Mr. Dibble.
How are you today?
I'm fine, Mr. Dibble.
Please have a seat.
Ooh, thought Barney. He could say something else. He sat down in the chair and looked across the desk at Mr. Dibble. Mr. Dibble said,
now, Barney, what's this I hear about you bringing in candy for the entire fourth grade?
I didn't.
You didn't bring candy in for them?
No.
But you gave them candy?
Yes.
I don't understand.
I know, I don't either.
Barney, this isn't funny.
I know, it's not funny.
What's going on?
I'm sorry, Mr. Dibble, but I don't know what to do. I had a piece of candy in my pocket, and then there was another piece, and I gave some to my friends. And then Ms. Simmons had some, and she wanted more, and then she had the kids get some more, and then Mr. Dinkmeyer came in, and he wanted more, and there's always this piece of candy in my pocket. I don't know what to do.
You have a piece of candy in your pocket right now?
Just one.
May I have it, please?
No.
What?
No.
Give me the candy, Barney.
I can't.
I'm the principal.
That's exactly why you shouldn't have it.
Give me the candy, Barney.
All right, Mr. Dibble, but don't blame me for what's just about to happen.
He reached in his pocket and pulled out a piece of candy and put it in Mr. Dibble's hand.
Barney, you know very well the rules about candy. I've never seen a piece of candy like this before.
Mr. Dibble, put the candy down now.
Don't be ridiculous, Barney. Let me open it up. I never smelled a piece of candy like this before.
Mr. Dibble, don't put it in your...
Oh, my gosh. This is the best candy in the whole world. Everyone has to know.
He runs over to the microphone, gets on it, and says,
Attention all staff and students. Please report to the office for candy from Barney Humpnagel.
No, Mr. Dibble! He hears hundreds of footsteps running down the hallway because when your principal tells you to get candy, that's what you do. They're all lined up.
Give him the candy, Barney.
Mr. Dibble, what about the test?
Who cares about the test? Barney always hated him anyway. Give him the candy.
And so Barney starts to take candy out of his pocket. One piece after another, one person after another. The entire school lined up. All of the kids, all of the teachers, all of the staff in the school. Each person saying, never seen a piece of candy like this before. Never smelled a piece of candy like this before. Oh my gosh, this is the best candy in the whole world. Finally he finishes and Mr. Dibble says,
Time for seconds.
Oh no, says Barney. He hands out candy all day long.
There is no reading. There is no math. There is no science. There's no gym. There's no lunch. There's no recess. There is just candy all day long. Barney looks up at the clock. It's time to go home, but no one seems to care. He sees the buses pulling up in the circle. He sees the parents pulling up. They start to get out of their cars, wondering where their children are. And Barney thinks,
Oh no, if the parents come in here, it's the end of the world. Mr. Dibble, I have to go to the bathroom.
Not yet, Barney.
I have to go.
No,
but Barney doesn't listen. He runs out of the office. He runs out the front door. He runs around the circle until he sees his mother's car. He opens up the door. He gets in the car, slams the door, and says, Let's get out of here, Mom. What is going on in there, honey?
You don't want to know, Mom. It's a nightmare.
What? Just get out of here. Let's go.
She drives the car around the circle onto the street. They're headed home. Barney says,
Oh, what a day. I just want to go home. That's all I want.
That's fine, honey, but...
Oh, no.
I just have to stop.
No.
And get a few things.
No.
At the supermarket.
No.
It'll just take a second.
No.
They pull into the supermarket parking lot. His mom parks the car. Do you want to go with me?
No, said Barney. That doesn't work. I'm going to stay here and make you nervous.
Now you stay right here. I'll be right back.
Right,
says Barney. She gets out of the car and walks across the parking lot. Barney watches her get to the supermarket doors. They open and close behind her. And Barney sits in the car, thinking about everything that has happened to him that day. And he sees those doors open. There she is, that little old woman pushing another huge cart of groceries. And Barney knows exactly what to do. He gets out of the car. He runs across the parking lot very carefully. And he gets to where she is.
Hi. Oh, you're still here.
Yeah, my mom's shopping. Would you like some help?
Are you sure you have time?
I got plenty of time. My mom lives in the supermarket. Let me push your cart.
Okay, I'll walk with you.
And Barney pushes the cart very slowly across the parking lot, that little old lady dragging her pocketbook along the ground until they reach her car. She reaches in that pocketbook. She pulls out a key. She opens up the door. Barney puts all the groceries in the back seat. There you go.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Now, she says, would you like another piece of candy?
No, no.
Are you sure? No, I don't want any more candy. You don't?
He said, no, you know what I want?
What?
I want to give you this one back. And he reached in his pocket and pulled out a piece of candy. Please take this back.
You don't want any more?
No, please take it back.
All right.
He put the candy in her hand, and then Barney reached in his pocket. There was nothing there. Oh, he said, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll see you later.
All right, but wait. If you don't want another piece of candy, would you like a nickel?